Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 15th of May, recording at 9:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, you're probably familiar with the old curse, which goes, "May you live in interesting times," and indeed we would, and I'm sure none of us would want to miss it. Even though we require some recovery time from time to time. Okay, first the highlights. Excuse me, in here today. And stock markets weak, not surprisingly, in Asia, particularly the Hang Seng, down 2.41%. I commented on this on Friday, if anything's going to uncouple during a global market correction, it's likely to be that China A-shares index. And that had another stellar gain in here today. Looks a little bit it's becoming overstretched though, and as Owen has pointed out, it's moving back to some previous psychological resistance, psychological and lateral resistance just above the 1800 level. Now, European markets started off with a moderate decline, and then that became panicky, sort of by mid to late morning, partial recovery, more sell-off, and so on. But Wall Street mostly closed, well, all across the boards closed near the higher side of the day, with the Dow up nearly 48 points, S&P with a modest 3.26, but that's not bad considering what people were expecting and what we had in the pre-market levels. And the Nasdaq closed with a small decline, but again, also close to the highs for the day. Now, there's a real possibility that that could cause some steadier action in Asia tomorrow, although I'd be astonished to see any big gains, but you never know. This market's full of astonishments. Now, moving on though, this is supposed to be the review. Government bonds going counter trend in here, and this is what we expect at times like this. You know, if you've ever taken the London Underground, you know the cry, all change here when when something's gone wrong with it, with the train. And this is kind of a all change moment here, where everything that was going up comes down with a bump, and those that had gone up the most come down with the biggest bump, and pretty well everything that had been going down turns around and rebounds, gets at least a technical rally, and we've seen evidence of that today. So again, the counter trend reactions, stronger bonds. If we get follow through of the same scale tomorrow, I would expect some of my relatively tight in the money stops on short positions to be hit. But I'll leave the stops in place here. I'm not going to try to anticipate this. Now, in the currency markets, again, another example of this all change mentality is, you know, how the weak the dollar had been, and the dollar's got some fairly robust gains in here today. Currently up 148 against the Swiss franc to 121.25. The euro down 139 against the dollar at 127.87. A little bit less action on the yen, but we're at 110.1049. That's over a cent off the low of the day. And in the commodity markets here, we saw some of the biggest falls overall, and of course, again, we'd seen the biggest gains. So nickel's fallen back to 20,000. Now put that in perspective. And that looks like that had closed on Friday at 21,130. That's the LME price. So fell back to 20,000. But again, say to put it in perspective, that that's still above the breakout point. And you go back 3 months or so, and there were a few metal analysts that would have dared to forecast 20,000. And gold, one of the bigger hits in here, currently down 36.60. That triggered my other stops. Remember, I had some stops triggered. My June stops were all triggered at two. Wait, had two. They were all triggered on Friday at 7:10, and that was a wonderful profit. And fortunately, and my August stops were all triggered this morning at 7:15, and they had set at $715, and they had just missed being triggered on Friday, so I could buy it all back lower. But after such a big downward dynamic, after such a big move on the upside, I'm going to be a little cautious in here and really ought to take the view that a medium-term correction has commenced. So let's and energy. This will have helped Wall Street. We've had a quite a weak oil price in here today, with the crude coming back down to 69.37. Now, we've seen that a couple of times in recent weeks, and it's bounced strongly from that level. And were it to do so again, that would, I think, certainly reinforce a headwind for Wall Street. And that's pretty much it on the highlights. So let's get back to the stock market cycle. Now, you know my view, and I'm not going to repeat it all, but after 39 months without a decent correction, or without a medium sort of medium-term correction of 10% or more for most of the stock market indices, one was statistically overdue. We had the rising interest rates, the blow-off in commodities, the weakness of bonds, the clear whiff of inflation in the air, and that's certainly a recipe for a medium-term correction. And that's my best guess, is that we will still see that. Now, this morning I was more concerned about the possibility: could this turn into sort of a mini crash in here? And it was heading in that. I was a little bit concerned about that over the weekend. It was heading in that direction this morning, but those are relatively rare in stock markets, and I suspect that risk has been will remain a minority. It's been pushed to the sidelines here by the somewhat steadier performance that we've seen this afternoon and this evening. But overall, and I've talked about three stock market scenarios in my comment of the day, which I'm that are prevalent in the markets today, but I'm not going to just repeat all that because you'll be able to read it. But I think it would be premature to conclude that this is just another typical small short-term equal-sized correction, and everything's going to go running back onto the upside. But again, I'm risk-averse. I'm risk-averse in this environment, and that's one of the reasons why I jammed my precious metal stocks stops rather, my precious metal stops up on or up last week, and I think it was Wednesday or Thursday that I did it. Because I thought things were getting a little bit hairy. And similarly, although I do feel that we're in for this medium-term correction in stock markets, they may well thrash around for a while, and I'm not prepared to take too many risks with my head short. So I've put three of them, or I put in the money stops, or just they're really more break-even stops that I've put in the market. So those are relatively tight. I've done that with the DAX and the SMI index, and also the NASDAQ. I didn't on the S&P largely because that was sort of bouncing in and out of profit here, and that's I protected three quarters of the position in that way. And if I get stopped out tomorrow, I'll be a little bit disappointed, as one always is when stopped out, at least this trader investor is. And I would hope for a little further rally, and I'd probably put them on again. So I'm going to back this medium-term correction hypothesis. If I'm wrong, if I'm too pessimistic, we will see. I have no doubt of this. We would see several strong upward dynamics for the leading indices. And if you want to know what they look like, just go back and look on the daily charts in the library for a number of major stock market indices and look at those white candlesticks, those light candlesticks, where we had those good upward dynamics following each previous comparatively small sell-off. And you'll see that those shakeouts were followed by some very powerful upward days near the lows, and for the most part, because markets are a little bit cautious, they ranged for a bit near those lows for at least a week. And again, you saw those big white candles coming in. Those are the upward dynamics, and that's what I would suspect, or expect rather, if we were going to see markets push right back up to the old highs and through them. And the old highs, heavens, we're really talking about last week's highs. But I think that's very much the outside chance. And as I've already said, my view, and I began to air this view on Thursday, was that we had commenced the medium-term correction. So again, I'll be fairly cautious here, but as you know, I'm holding on to all my investment positions, and although fully expecting some of those to see corrections, and indeed they are, because they had been among some of the best performing markets. Now, going on to the government bonds, I think I've already covered those. If we get a further stock market sell-off, there's little doubt in my mind that that would cause a technical rally. Those are the only conditions under which I can see a reasonable technical rally in the government bond futures, but it's contra trend. In other words, the bear market is underway in government bonds. It'll be choppy, as most of these trends are. So the only way I'll play it is as I am, leaving my tight stops in the market. Inevitably, those will get triggered at some point, if not sooner than later. And therefore, I would be taking the profits and hoping that markets rallied a little bit further, enabling me to reopen short positions. That'll be my strategy probably for years. I'll be looking to reopen short positions after rallies in long-dated government bond markets. In the currencies, I'm not tempted to participate in here right now. I would welcome a further US dollar rally. I'd be absolutely thrilled to see a further US dollar rally. That would give me another chance to reopen my dollar long positions, and it's right about where I beg your pardon, my dollar short positions. Let me just repeat that. I would be thrilled to see a further US dollar rally. That would enable me to reopen my dollar short positions. And I had closed my euro long against the dollar right around today's level. So I missed the last couple of days of the rally, and it's fallen back to that same level where I got back. But also, were the dollar to rally further, I think that that would cause a bigger correction in the precious metals and afford me a more attractive buying opportunity. So I'd love to see gold come lower here. But remember, I talked before, I've often talked over the last few years in terms of, you get gold down $40, $50 and it's coming into a buying range. Well, we're seeing gold down $37 as of this very moment in here today, and that's a pretty good reaction overall, but I would expect a somewhat bigger reaction this time because it was an exceptional move on the upside. When would I become even more interested? Well, I think anything around the 650 level, that would be coming back to an area of previous support, and I might not be able to resist at that level, if assuming that we actually see that. But my guess is that gold will bottom out somewhere between the 650 and 600 level. But again, as I'm out of the futures, the further it comes, the happier I'll be about it. What else to mention in here? Crude oil. This is going to be fairly choppy. I think this is interesting, though. It has come back to an area, well, towards the top of the range where we've seen support previously. And so far, I would just classify this as ranging above that large trading range and still very much within the overall secular bull market. And I think that's pretty much it today. So, all the best, and we'll look forward to another day, which might not be of excitement, but it probably won't be quite as exciting as today. All the best.